This would be the apparatus bay.
It's a big garage full of fire trucks and ambulances.
It's first grade all over again, and Assistant Chief Todd Chambers has politely agreed to show and tell at the Juneau Fire Station in downtown. Chambers says today the station is minimally staffed. 2 people for the fire engine, 2 for an ambulance.
So if we were staffed to meet the national standards, we could get by with 2 on the ambulance. We'd have 4 on the truck, 4 on the engine. This could be a reserve.
That's 10 people, and Juneau can't afford it. He says it's the same at a lot of stations. The real problem is CCFR has seen modest growth in emergency calls for years, and 2016's increase ballooned to almost 12%.
Emergency medical incidents, structural fires, fire alarms. Some of the stuff we've seen go up and go down, but overall we're up, and that's a dramatic increase.
Most of that increase came from medical calls, but he doesn't know what's driving it. Fire alarms are one of the areas the department saw a significant decrease in. Chambers used to work in Fairbanks and says when his department was overburdened, they'd ask for help from neighboring communities. But that won't work in Juneau because of its isolating geography. Volunteer firefighters help, but Chambers says there aren't enough people who can give the time. That means Juneau's firefighters just have to grit their teeth and get stretched thin, sometimes too thin. He says stacked calls are one of the downtown station's biggest problems.
For instance, last week, we had in a 10-minute span, we had 6 calls in a row in 10 minutes. We have 2 ambulances, and these were all medical calls, so there was no way we could meet the demand.
Juggling the station's resources in situations like this is Chambers' job. He says they try to put the most serious calls first.
And that's why stacked calls are problematic. If we have a series of stacked calls and they're all priorities, who gets it first? Then you have to go to first come, first serve, and people wait.
Stacked calls on top of a structure fire are Chambers' nightmare. The department responded to 30 structure fires this year. That's not a lot, but Chambers says when a building lights up, the department needs all hands on deck to handle it safely. If a medical call comes in during a fire, it could get dicey.
We've dodged some bullets there. Absolutely. And been fortunate that we didn't have multiple calls stacking up on top of a fire. It happens, though, and it's not good.
He is fully aware that the community pays CCFR to serve them.
We take that very seriously, but we simply are running out of resources to do it.
Fire Chief Rich Etheridge says he needs to put 1 additional ambulance in play to fight the increase. He has the ambulance. He needs 6 more firefighters to run it every day.
So you're looking at $600,000 just in staffing.
But it's hard for the city and borough of Juneau to come up with that money. Etheridge says CCFR has an $8 million budget. He's working with the state to get more federal money into Alaska to cover medical costs fire departments can't recover from patients.
So what this program does is it allows us to bill the federal government for those unrecoverable costs. Looking at some preliminary numbers, we think we could bring another $1 million back into the Juneau CBJ budget.
Etheridge says that would make paying for more staff a lot easier. He says the department will have its annual report for 2016 finished soon. He hopes to find the reason for the higher call volume in it. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.